Prophecy is always seeing something, experiencing something that's unexplainable, that wrecks you, then expressing it in a way that no one can understand, and then expressing it clearly so that it seems like it can be understood, and then it becoming what was expressed. In the late 1990s, there were things that manifested here and in many places that I was, gold dust in several places. It manifested out of thin air. There were gem chips, feathers dropping out of the sky, just floating in the air. Many times I've seen feathers float just in the middle of the meeting. Many times in our meetings at Abundant Life have we had feathers, have we had gems, we've had gold. I've been in meetings where bread has dropped on the floor, just little pieces of bread everywhere in the meeting. I've been in meetings where oil runs off people's hands. My wife has oil runs off her hands many times. I've had oil run off my hands. I've been in meetings where these kind of things happen and they manifest physically. I know of other meetings that are even beyond me, that have even manifested those things in really crazy ways, in perfect gem shapes and greater phenomenal things. I also know that when those things happen, people think that those things are important. And so they think to be important, they need those things. And then you get counterfeits. You get people who come in and do those things without it being real, and it contaminates the water of what is real, and it causes people to say that's not real because they discover the charlatans and the counterfeiters. Anytime you plant a garden, there's always going to be a weed. But I promise you, wherever there's a weed, it means there's ground with poop in it and it's been loosened enough that things can grow. If you find ground where there are no weeds, I wouldn't plant any plants if I were you. In the turn of the millennium, into the grace that we presently have, I was in a place where they saw lots of gem chips, even more than I'd ever seen. They'd seen lots of feathers, and they'd seen lots of those signs and wonders. And they were a segment, a group of about 60 people in Spokane, Washington, that had seen tons of those things. Because stage one of the prophecy was gems and feathers and gold and bread. That's the mystery. Toy cities, shave your head, cook your food over dung. And then I released a clear articulation, and this was the word of the Lord that came that night. The Spirit of the Lord says, you think that I've been showing you heavenly things, but I've been throwing things at you to tell you who you are. And I've not been showing you things that are in heaven. I've been telling you that what you see to be common, I see as extraordinary. And I've been throwing feathers at you, saying, fly, fly, fly. And I've been throwing bread at you because I've been saying, you're the bread. And I've been throwing gems and jewels at you because what you call natural and common dirt, I call gems and jewels of my heart. And I've been throwing heavenly things at you to tell you I don't see the earth the way that you see it. And you think I've been showing you things that are in heaven so that you can go there. But I've been prophesying over you, and I've been declaring, for in this season you shall be known as the people of God, and you shall come forth with a different character, and you shall come forth with a different testimony. And why not release a little even stronger prophecy right now? The Spirit of the Lord says, you've asked for a tidal wave. You've asked for a tidal wave to come. You've asked that there would be revival. And I declare to you that the tidal wave is already here. And many of you have not even recognized that it's here because you're standing in the wrong place of the tidal wave. For the tidal wave has come and it's bringing a destruction. And the things that are promiscuity, the things that are of legalism will be destroyed. But it's in this season that I've said to you before, you shall find momentum, but only those who hang 10 can find momentum. For my judgments are judgments of love. And you have to find your feet standing on the wave and not being crushed by the waters that are in this season. For the Spirit of the Lord declares that there will be a momentum in this generation. And even in the death and the passing of Billy Graham, I'm going to take the mantle that was upon him and I'm putting it in a grassroots society. And I'm going to cause the teenagers to rise up even in this time. And that which is beyond the millennials will rise up with a new fervency and a new fire. But they're going to come forth with a covenant value, something that's going to be sparked in their hearts. And it won't be because I bring forth that which will try to form them externally, but there'll be a revolution that comes in the heart. But it will be a time to hang tens of the Lord. And you'll be able to ride on the waves of the things that should have taken you out. For there is a generation that was born in the midst of that which is lies. There was a generation that was born in the midst of that which tried to destroy them. There was a generation that was born in the midst of that that said, not everything is great. And out of that generation, there's going to arise a greatness. And they will be known as the people of God. And they will not just know me as the God of the people. For there will be a moment. So the Spirit of life says to you, do not look at the wave that crashes you, but rise up again and look at your feet. Will you stand? Will you stand? Will you stand in the place you couldn't stand before? In the place that you were lied about, will you become those who do not lie? In the face of the place that you were rejected, will you become the people who do not reject? Will you speak with your heart and not with your mind? Will you be those who hang ten, who do like me? Make a judgment of love and stand. And you will ride the wave that's coming. For the revival that's coming is already here, says the Spirit of the Lord.